So open mouth breathing then is one of my cutoff points I use to classify dyspnea as severe. An even worse sign for me is when the animals have a glazed look to their eyes and seem unaware of their surroundings. I'm also really concerned when a dyspneic animal is in any body position that is not sternal recumbency. If they're past the point of being able to maintain the best position for themselves, then things are getting critical. If they spontaneously start moving around a lot and therefore using up vital oxygen, then respiratory arrest may be imminent. Lateral recumbency is a bad sign in a dog, but it's a critical sign in a dyspneic cat. And if you see the animal's pupils begin to dilate, then they are respiratory arresting in front of your eyes. For example, this cat.